Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're live with Miss Worth It Speaks and my co-host Chelsea Carr. How are you all out there today? We hope you're doing well. How are you today, Miss Carr?
I am doing well. Thank you, Miss Worth It.
Good, good. We just want to say hello to everyone to get started, and we want to give you a little something to start with. Hi there. Well, we hope you enjoyed that. We just wanted to give you a little taste of what's up to come because we have a special guest joining us today. And we're going to continue on today with part two of Empowering a Kindred Spirit. And for all of you listeners who were with us last week, you know that Ms. Carr and I spoke about embracing our community and how we need to learn to do that, along with a call-in who had some great information on us doing that, especially through working with our youth. So we're going to continue on today with that, and then we're going to bring on some music from a special guest. And if he's not able to join us today because we're not sure, he was delayed. However, we still want to introduce you to his music and tell you a little bit about him. So to kick it off, Ms. Carr, just want to just kind of dive right into the social people empowering a kindred spirit with our subtopic being that of embracing our community. And so with the embracing of our community, there is a lot still going on and in the community with people of color. And with that, with all of that going on, I believe this is a perfect time for us to really begin to embrace our young black males and, you know, try to keep them on the straight and narrow, try to encourage them and let them know that they have the adult people of color that is standing by them instead of just kind of criticizing and putting them down, because to me, that doesn't lead to anything but more confusion and more chaos, exactly what is going on in our city today. So to kick it off, I just want to know what would be some of your ideas about how we can bridge that gap with our black males in the community of today?
That's a good question. I appreciate you letting me chime in. One of the things, of course, is going to be communication. And we have so many avenues to communicate these days, be it social media and Kick and FaceTime and just actually round the table discussion so that we can see where our young men are mentally. You know, there are a lot of things on their mind. They have a lot of questions, a lot of frustrations and hostility, but they don't really have any place to vent. And they don't have any positive outlets, a lot of positive, I won't say any. They have limited positive outlets and limited places to vent and get the answer to their questions. So communication is going to be a key foundation for getting the ball rolling.
Exactly. And you're right. There's so many avenues with social media, but however, it's limited one-on-one avenues, I would think, because we have a lot of people out there that's doing programs for our young black males, but it's like a once-a-year thing. They're reaching out and getting together with them here and there once a year. And so I do want to make a note that, you know, the organization – excuse me, that me and Ms. Carr is a part of, which is Justice from A to Zaius, we make an attempt to connect with youth on at least a weekly basis and then at least coming together with through communicating with them via phone, in person, or social media, but however, making it a point that once a month to come together with them in person. And we do that, Ms. Carr, because it's important that we embrace them face to face, and so that they can come to know who we are and build a trust factor with us that we can be able to impact their lives and input into them great guidance and direction along with their parents, if they're affiliated with a church, and their teachers. So we want to, that is to me a great segue to bridge that gap with the young men of today, is partnering with the parents, the community, the church, if they're affiliated with one, and the school. Because I believe in the old school way that says it takes a village to raise a child.
Exactly.
And one of the other reasons for that is that when you can't be with your children 24/7. That it's impossible. Even if you're a stay-at-home mom, you still can't. So why not bridge that gap with other people that you trust and, you know, have great character, who can also step in when you're not around? You know what I'm saying?
Precisely. And the other piece of that is we need to empower our young males with other things to direct their attention on when they get out of school. I know that in our community we're big on the athletics and we're big on fashion, and those things are good, but we need to empower them with other outlets and expose them to other opportunities. That's the reason why I'm so excited about programs such as our organization Justice from A to Z, where we take them to cultural events and we give them exposure to other environments, so that way we can challenge their thought to think outside of the borders of their community. Because sometimes, you know, just because you're in a place doesn't mean that you have to stay in that place.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I do want to touch base on the fact that I believe that we are doing a tremendous job right now with some of the young males on the South Side. One of the things that we were able to do recently is take them to an event that I mentioned last week, No Shades of Gray, and allow them to embrace, as you stated, different cultural things, and allow them to embrace the arts through a dance and poetry. And I think that really helped them. You know what I'm saying? It really inspired them to know that they can do great things as well, and that they're not limited, even though it may seem as if, because, you know, they may be, you know, in an area or their upbringing, they may be going through some things. It may not be as high scale as some others, but I like the fact that they get to know that the sky is the limit.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're from. It's about where you're going. And if you have the right mindset and you have a few people on your side, it can take you wherever you desire to go. Wouldn't you think so?
Right. I think that's a great segue to really mention some of the things that we do, but some of the things that are needed. So it's like a twofold response to the question. In our organization, we set goals and we help them to understand, you know, what practices or what things you have to put in place to achieve those goals. But then from a community standpoint, we have to be in touch with the children enough to know what they want to do so that we can help them know how to do it. I mean, it's easy to say you should go to college or you should get a job, but what are the things that you have to do to get those things accomplished? I mean, the filling out the applications and how to go to an interview. I mean, so it's a lot. And like you said, it's a team effort. It's a village effort, because if we're not helping our young men and women today, then it's going to be our responsibilities either through the court systems or violence or some other alternative means to assist them.
Exactly. And that's what we have to do as a people, you know, with so much of this violence. And I feel it's a trend and attack on the people of color, with so many young men being murdered and even now young women. We have to be able to embrace our young people, so that as we're trying to bring all this to an end, as we're trying to find a solution to this madness, that our young people won't fall astray feeling like, well, there's no hope for me. So we have to embrace them, and like you said, while we're connecting with the community and the family, that we are taking the time to know what it is they have a desire to do. Make sure that their focus is not just on making big money quickly, but their focus on becoming a respectful, successful human being in society where they can make a difference in someone else's life. And being able to do that, I think is real important that every young person have mentors today. And even as adults, it's, you know, we have mentors, and we may not call them that, but, you know, we have mentors, we have confidants, people that we go and we talk to, whether it's our pastor or our best friend, that person that we know is going to help not only give us great encouragement and instruct us in the right way, but they're going to walk with us sometimes when we can't walk by ourselves. And so we need to make sure that young people today have mentors. You know, they don't have somebody that they can look up to, and when they can't reach them, then they're disappointed. But mentors on the level that they are reachable, everyday people in their community that maybe have just a regular 9-to-5 but love what they're doing and making a great impact in what they're doing. And so, you know, again, I want to send a shout-out to Justice from A to Z for their Mentor Connect program that they have in place. And the people that are out there listening, I want you to know that we're excited about this program, but we also need help because there are more kids than there are members. And so we would love to have people to join forces with us, other organizations, that we will impact not just the greater Atlanta area, but all of Atlanta, all of Fayetteville. You know, until we can get all around this United States where every no child is left behind. You know, as in education, you guys have that program, Ms. Carr, and I know you work with lower level education, but there's that program with no kid being left behind educationally. Mm-hmm. Well, let's not let any kid be left behind in the community as well, you know?
Precisely. And I had a thought while you were speaking of what would our society look like as a whole if some of the young people that we come in contact with who spend maybe $200 on sneakers would invest, instead of spending $200 for 4 pair of sneakers, each invest the $800 in themselves in a business format. It could be water sales. It could be, it's the simplest thing, something to make a residual income and have that entrepreneur mindset, you know, to save, to see how they can accomplish even with on a smaller scale. I mean, what would our society look like if we had that mindset and embraced that mindset, especially since in our Black community we spend one of the greatest amount going out, but then we have fewer businesses.
Exactly.
You know, when we talk about investing in our community, that's another way. And all of that can actually stem from these conversations with these young people, because we know that being an inventor and coming up with witty ideas is something, you know, that's been around forever. But when you start thinking and talking and you have these conversations, these things can come out. So investing in our children, I mean, it's just there is no limit to the positive outcomes of it.
Exactly, and that's something that we really need to push out there, because you're right, kids are taking the money even if they're working a little job or they're getting allowance or the parents are just footing the bill. You know, these kids are caught up in, like you said, the sneakers, designer clothes, the young ladies, mm-hmm. and so on, and it will be an awesome experience for them to invest in themselves and start their own small business. I was watching on the news not long ago where a young lady started her own small business, and I can't remember the name of it, but, you know, she started right in her neighborhood helping out some people who were some elderly people, you know, going and helping them. And so she began to make that a little business to be able to pick up their medicine or go to the grocery store for them, a teenager. And this became her business throughout high school. So this would be an awesome thing for us to put into the ears and to the minds of our young people today. And it will also fill them up with something. It will give them a sense of pride and a sense of dignity to know that this is mine and I'm, you know, I have something, a service to offer. And so it would also take them away from so much negativity that's going on outside in the community. So I think that's a great idea, Ms. Carr. And we're going to take a break right here. I just want to introduce Mr. Corey Gray, who was unable to be with us today. But however, he is known as Bruce Marley, and I did get an opportunity to talk to him a little bit to find out why did he choose that name. He is an upcoming aspiring producer who makes his own beats, and he was telling me that he chose that name because the meaning behind it is that his music will bring peace and love. And so with that being said, I want us just to listen to one of Bruce Marley's beats. And if you out there in that music industry or whatever you need and you do and you need some music, you need those beats, Bruce Marley is the producer that is up and coming. So check him out right now.
All right, Bruce Marley.
All right, that was upcoming producer Bruce Marley, and one of his beats that he we're introducing to you today. He is a young man who attends the Art Institute of Atlanta and is really in tune with music, and he's also an artist. A gifting, and a tremendous artist is that. So if you're looking for some music or you're looking for some art, please check out Bruce Marley. He's on Facebook, Bruce Marley, Instagram, Bruce Marley, and show some love for Mr. Bruce Marley. We thank him for that beautiful
awesome.
Beat. Yes.
Awesome.
So, we wanted to have Mr. Marley on, but unfortunately he thought he would be able to make it, but he wasn't. But we will definitely get him on again so we can speak personally with him about some of the things he's doing. But I thought that was a great segue about him, because we are talking about how to bridge the gap with our young black males and young men of color today. And Bruce Marley is a young man. I think he's actually 24 years old now, but has always had, you know, been in tune with his gifting of the arts and music. And so that is what he does. He makes beats and he sells those beats right now. And he does art. He's actually doing the illustration for a book that's coming out. A young lady who is writing a book, and she hired him as her illustrator. And so, young people, you do have gifts and talents, and they can make money for you. That is one way to start your business with what it is that you love and that you're capable of doing right now on that level. And I think that will be an awesome way, and I think that's a great campaign to get started, that we reach out to these young kids in the community, find out what it is that they love doing, what gifts, what talents they have, and help them to start their own business.
Yes, yes. I think that's a fabulous idea. And a lot of times, I think, in the minds of adults, and they may pass it down to children as well. They, you know, think it's a challenging thing to get a business started. And it's really not a challenging thing, and you look at costs and other things, but there are ways that you can be creative to accomplish your task. Just like you talked about the young lady who was in the community, not only was she providing a service, she was being vested. She was investing herself in her community and doing community service hours and gaining a source of income while helping the elderly who, by all means, deserve to be honored in their golden years.
Exactly. And so we challenge you listeners out there, help us to, you know, help these young people. And in saying that, as we take our topic, we're going to trend down as we bring it to an end today. But just thinking about all that has been going on, Ms. Carr, you know, I was able to observe some comments from Caucasians regarding the things that are going on in the Black community. And, you know, I was a little offended that they were downplaying how much is happening and how this is a trend that men of color are being slaughtered, murdered, lives just taken senselessly, and how they downplayed because of, you know, the frustration that young people were having and people were having in Baltimore, and the fact that there was rioting. And I wasn't able to comment with the young person, but I just want to say to the people out there, no matter what race you are, you know, you don't understand what these people are going through. You are not walking in their shoes. And so I want to say our listeners, you know, before you make a judgment and point a finger and put us down and talking about why we're whining and police are, you know, they kill white people as well, you need to look at the stats. You need to educate yourself. And the fact is, you know, we're not saying that all lives don't matter and only Black lives matter. We're just letting it be known that Black lives matter because Black lives are being taken senselessly, day by day, hour by hour, every 8 hours, you know. And so this is crazy. I mean, God created our skin, all of us, every tone, every variety, every soul. But however, there is a trend that is going on, and for those who fail to acknowledge that and accept what is going on, then to me, you're acting out of ignorance, because it is truly a situation that is going on. And, you know, you don't remember back when you all were rioting. You know, so before you downplay us, do your history, do your research, and realize that when people are hurt and when people are torn and when they don't have anything to hold on to and when they feel like all hope is gone and no one is there to help them, no one knows how they will react. So I just wanted to put that out there, Ms. Carr. Do you have any comments about that?
You know what? What it all boils down to at the end of the day is I can comment on being a tall white male, a tall Puerto Rican, a tall Hispanic, but that's only as a point of opinion. I cannot speak to those things as a point of reference or fact because I've never been any of those things. And so the reality of it is, until you have walked in someone else's shoes, you don't know. I remember a movie some years back. It was called Soul Man, where a white man had dressed, you know, he changed his appearance to look black and to kind of see what people go through. But if you've never been there and you haven't walked in someone's shoes, you can't rightfully have a comment based on fact. You can only have it based on opinion.
Exactly. Thank you so much for that. And that is true. And we're not just, you know, we're looking at this thing retrospectively in the whole, because we're not only our young people or our men of color are being murdered, but we're being oppressed. We're being locked up, you know, and it's just, it has come to this point where enough is enough. And, you know, we need everybody, Black, white, Hispanic, Korean, Japanese, whatever race you are, we need everybody to get on board and realize we're not attacking one race. We're attacking a system that is failing the American people. And if it hasn't failed you yet, just keep living. It just might. And the thing is, let's stand together because we need all people. And we need all people to stand together for the rights of all people. Because the tables, if I'm a rat and I'll rat on one friend, rest believe I'll eventually rat on the other friend. Or if I'm going to mistreat somebody, rest believe eventually I'll mistreat that person who's watching but not saying anything. So we need to be a people to come together and remember that, you know, this is not right. Let's stand on what is right and not about opinion. Like you said, Ms. Carr, and if you haven't walked in those people's shoes, you don't know how they're feeling, what they're feeling. But let's stand on what is right. Opinion has nothing to do with right and wrong. We're not talking about opinion. We're talking about is right, and the fact that preserving life is right. If we can preserve a life that God has placed here, we need to do that. And so we want to leave you all with just knowing that we're a people, and we're coming from a place in our heart of loving and embracing all mankind and helping one another and becoming a society of peace and love and joy and working with one another that we can build and do great things together. And in doing that, we must preserve life. We must know that every life is important and there is no one that should be left behind. But in this time and this season right now where there's so much murder going on and it's at the hands of our law enforcement and to the people of color, we say no more. We say let's embrace and let's stand on what's right. And no matter what color the officer is or the person doing it, we need to stand and say no more and do it together.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. And in the legal system, they have the blind justice. We need to take the justice system to the optometrist. We need to get a closer view. We need a 2020 vision and to really make some changes. I mean, justice does not need to continue to be blind.
That's right. It cannot. Take the blindfolds off and let's take a look at what is really going on. And I leave you with this. Prior to the 1960s, rioting or race riots consisted of whites burning down and destroying black communities simply because they didn't want them there. They didn't want us there. So please, everybody, let's start doing our research. Let's start dealing with what is right, and let's start embracing one another and loving one another. We want to thank you for chiming in to Miss Worth It Speaks, along with our co-host, CC Chelsea Carr. We thank you for this time that you have allowed us to reach out to you and share about bridging the gap in our community. We hope that you will join us in our organization, Justice from A to Zaius. Go and check us out at www.a2zaus.com. You can see us on Facebook, Instagram, A2Zaius. But we are doing great things in the community, one child at a time, if that's what it takes. We are determined to impact society by helping one child at a time embrace life and the beauty of it and take off with positive and being successful and having positive response in all of their actions. So we want to thank you all for listening. This is your host, Ms. Worth It,
and
your co-host,
Ms. Carr.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Evening.
That was Bruce Marley coming to you from Miss Worth It Speak. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next week. Same time, new topic.